Mike.
Yes, sir.
I hate to disturb you, but our people are pretty unanimous in thinking that we ought to veto the military construction bill. And we think if we don't, it's quite a reflection on the executive, and it will just, it's repugnant to the Constitution, and it could be very dangerous to the country.
What's wrong with it?
It provides that the commander-in-chief cannot exercise any authority in connection with missions that involve more than 250 men, change any mission or close any installation unless he files with the Congress between January and April, January and May, 4 month period, his notice that he's going to do it. So as an illustration, extreme one, and that's debatable, the Attorney General says it's not. He says he's confident that the words they use would hypothetically make this case. Suppose that we had extreme radio fallout in Fort Benning, Georgia, or Los Angeles, as we think so today, and I had to empty that base immediately. I couldn't do it if it were June 19th and Congress wasn't in session. I'd have to locate General Rivers and wait till he got back here next January. He couldn't change the month either. He can't change it from January to June. So then I'd have to file it with him in January, and he got back, and I couldn't act until May, and of course it'd be over. Or suppose an intelligence report showed us they were going to attack Omaha, Nebraska, in the SAC base, and I wanted to evacuate all the planes and all the people, and it was October. I wouldn't do it. I've had, I don't want to tell anybody else this but you.
Those things,
well,
with or without a law.
That's the lawyers don't think so, and the law says if I approve the law that I must, involving over 250 men, notify the Congress between January and June and May, January and May. Now here's who I've taken in. I've had the Attorney General, and then I've had Ramsey Clark, and I've had Buford Ellington, governor, and I've had Abe Fortas, who, of course, can't be involved, but who hasn't taken over yet, but he's studied it. He's the strongest one on it. He says you destroy the functions of Commander-in-Chief to move people when they need to be moved. Clark Clifford spent the night and day with me. Of course, I reviewed it with Gene Black and some last night. Everybody is of the same opinion. Cy Vance, awful good lawyer, and Undersecretary, too. What I'm going to do is try to avoid being very violent in my language and just say that there have been restrictions placed upon the executive. I believe in the division of powers. I think Congress ought to be free to do what it needs to legislate, but the executive's got to be free to do what he wants to execute. And that there have been reporting provisions approved in the past. Like GSA, you've got to notify the Congress before you can sell anything for 30 days and have a period. Actually, the 30 days doesn't amount to anything because it takes Congress 3 or 4 months, as you can see in these cases like veterans' hospitals, to close anything. And the Congress, we're so slow that they can always get action in time, and no president would want to do it under haste anyway if they didn't want him to. We're going to background in the message. I'm going to say that I do not mean to imply that they're not reporting provisions that could be approved. Then I'm going to background the press and the leadership, and Stennis, we're trying to reach him, and McNamara is going to talk with Vance, he's going to talk to Russell. And we're going to say that if Stennis will just introduce the same bill and put a reporting provision in it, say 60 days or 45 days. Just say that we ask the president on any closings of any kind to give the Congress 45 days or 60 days. And then I tell them it'll be the policy during my administration not to close anything unless it's an emergency when Congress is not in session. We just won't do it. If Congress is out of session, unless I have an emergency, I won't close it. That we think that then the Senate could act promptly and that'd hold Rivers down. The Senate didn't have anything in its bill anyway.
Well, now this is the authorization bill.
Yes. Yes.
We just passed the appropriation bill, you know, yesterday.
Yes. Well, what you do here is just reintroduce the authorization with a reporting provision of 60 days instead of January to April, and instead of this language that says the commander-in-chief can't touch any unit over 250, except for tactical purposes.
Sure.
And then you'd report it out, and it'd be the same bill you just passed, except this one sentence.
Fine.
And then that would, I think, stop Rivers is trying to override a veto.
Yeah.
And cause everybody a lot of embarrassment, and it would get what he really wants to get. I don't say we're not going to close any. We have no plans to close any more. He's closed 600, and this doesn't affect any of the past. But if he passed a new bill that said we reported to him 60 days and cut out this January until April stuff, and cut out the 250 unit stuff, it would be all right, and I think would still meet the desires of the Congress. Now, Clark Clifford's against doing any of it. He says it's an infringement to even require a report. And I said, well, I have a different viewpoint. I think that they can require it. They must know it in order to be able to appropriate. They got to know how many bases, and they got to have their judgment to raise and support armies. That's what the Constitution says. So they got to have the information. But I don't want to give it to them, and I don't want to tie my hands for 8 months out of the year.
Right.
And I don't want to do it in an emergency. I think they'd laugh at me if I signed a bill like this and I had an emergency. For instance, today on the ticker it says that the last bombs dropped. There's been a substantial increase in radioactive fallout in Los Angeles. There's already some stories that it's getting serious to live out there. I suppose that waked up tomorrow and it was so bad that we ought to move people. Or suppose the water got polluted. Or suppose it broke out with the German measles or malaria or something else. I had to evacuate it. I couldn't do it if it involved over 250 people. Or suppose I had to throw them into the Pacific right quick. So what we think we'll do is to say to you and to Dirksen and to Russell and to Stennis and to as many other leaders as we can. A, we'll take all the bill you passed minus this section that puts January to April. In lieu of that, if you all put in, we don't recommend it, we don't want to do anything that encroaches upon us, but if you put in a provision like you have in 40 other pieces of legislation that says before you close any, you shall report to the Congress at least 60 days in advance, then I would approve that.
That's fair enough.
And we think it's reasonable. And I just want you to know about it first. I apologize for calling Saturday afternoon. This is my last day. It's got to come out tonight, and I didn't want you to hear it on the radio and say, what in the hell's he done?
No, that's okay.
Thank you.
You have to call me, and we'll do the best we can.
Say, I know.
Get it straightened out.
Well, we just have to get 34, but I hope we don't get a vote on overriding. I hope the vote comes. On now, Morris, you know, we vetoed his bill because it required that we come in agreement on Northwest Relief up there. And I told him I'd sign it if he'd just take that out. So he just passed, he introduced the same bill and we passed it the next day.
Right.
Now, all you need to do in the Senate here is to introduce the same bill plus add General Services, or GSA provision, or some of the others like you passed 40 times, it's in, they tell me, in 42 other bills. Now, the Attorney General doesn't look with favor on those, and no executive does, but I would. I say in my message I served 24 years in the Congress, and I don't want to imply that that I would veto any bill that had a reasonable reporting requirement.
Yes.
Okay.
That's fine.
Good week. Thank you.
I'm